This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv on Wednesday, passing on a message of thanks for U.S. support of Ukraine. During the meeting, Zelensky also expressed his gratitude to President Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. We are really thankful to you. We are very thankful to White House, to President Biden. It is best regard to him from me. And we are thankful to bipartisan support to Congress that you show great unity around Ukraine.
Blinken is the first top U.S. official to visit Kyiv since the counteroffensive began in early June. He described the progress as impressive. He assured Zelensky on the country's support to provide long-term assistance to build a strong Ukraine. Nigeria's presidential election tribunal on Wednesday rejected an opposition challenge to Bolo Tinubu's win in February's disputed vote, following a pattern seen in previous election years in Africa's most populous country. No legal challenge to the outcome of a presidential election has succeeded in Nigeria, which returned to democracy in 1999. European observers had said in June that the elections were marred by problems, including operational failures and a lack of transparency that reduced public trust in the process. At least 31 people are dead after flooding from a cyclone in southern Brazil washed away houses, trapped motorists and vehicles, and swamped streets in several cities. More than 60 cities have been battered by the storm since Monday night. Many victims were in houses that were washed away, trapped in cars, or shocked by electrical wires. Video clips shot by rescuers have shown families pleading for help from rooftops. Authorities say about 2,300 people have been left homeless because of the disaster. Find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. The son of U.S. President Joe Biden may face more legal action in coming weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Court documents show federal prosecutors plan to ask a grand jury to indict Hunter Biden by month's end. It's unclear exactly what charges he'd face, but they appear related to a gun possession count in which Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Defense lawyers have argued a deal sparing Biden prosecution on that charge remains in place. It was part of a plea deal on misdemeanor tax offenses that fell apart in July. U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who has been named special counsel in the Hunter Biden case, referred to an indictment before the month ends in a status report. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gabon's military junta says it has freed several people held without trial by the government of ousted President Ali Bongo, and coup leader Brice Nguema also received his first ever foreign delegation. Moki Edwin Kunzeka reports for VOA from neighboring Yaoundé, Cameroon.
On Tuesday, Central African Republic President Faustin Archange Kanji Touadéra was the first foreign president to visit Gabon, appointed by the 12-member Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, to mediate Gabon's transition to constitutional order, held closed-door talks with the junta leader in Libreville. Nguema, during his swearing-in on Monday, said he was committed to handing over power to civilians by organizing free, transparent, and credible elections, but he did not say when. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Abortion has been decriminalized nationwide in Mexico. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion nationwide 2 years after ruling that abortion was not a crime in one northern state. That earlier ruling set up a grinding process of decriminalizing abortion state by state in Mexico. The sweeping decision comes amid a trend in Latin America, loosening restrictions on abortion, even as access has been limited in the United States. The Information Group for Chosen Reproduction said the decision in Mexico also means that the Federal Public Health Service and any federal health institution must offer abortion to anyone who requests it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And also, download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.